This is Travel with Rick Steves. I'm joined by Mark Seymour and Tom Hooper, two English tour guides, and we're talking about the south of England. From an English patriotism point of view, it's almost like a shrine, isn't it, to go to Admiral Nelson's ship?
Absolutely, because it's the Battle of Trafalgar, 21st of October, 1805.
And Admiral Nelson won, but personally, he took quite a hit.
Yeah, the bullet went vertically down through his body, rested at the bottom of his spine, and he bled to death internally.
On the ship?
On the ship.
Out there, just in the wake of the battle.
And he instructed that his body be put on the back so he could see how the battle went. And then when the victory was won, they said to him, "Shall we turn you?" And they turned him onto his lungs, and his lungs filled up with blood, and he died.
And what were his last words?
His last words are supposed to be, "Kiss me, Hardy," which is one of his officers.
Because he was checking out. Yeah,
they now think it's probably Kismet, but, you know, millions of us were taught at school, Kiss me, Hardy.
And he made that wonderful declaration knowing he was going to die. What was he say that everybody...
England this day expects every man to do his duty.
Yeah. England this day expects every man to do his duty.
And there's a lovely follow-up anecdote to that. When they returned the fleet to the south coast, his body was pickled in brandy. And, of course, some of the sailors, their ration of brandy they would have every day. So it's reputed that they actually did their duty and drank from his barrel.
Yes, you would. It was full-body brandy.
Full body. Drink to me. Thank God I've done my duty.